Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Get out of the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out of the way.
Machine keeps turning.
Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back. Guard the grill. It's a room. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over.
Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way.
Great. if you with it, I'ma hit it, flip it, rub it up and smack it, look back at it, I'ma add it.
Folks, get your freak on. I think that's, if you're going to take away one message from this podcast, it's usually to get your freak on. Second is just to love thy neighbor. Folks, welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan Bailey. This is your Monday episode. I am speaking to you post-Super Bowl. Today was the Super Bowl. Great halftime show, right? We all love the halftime show. Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Fofty was out there looking very busty. I don't know why he wanted to come on like Dracula and hang upside down like that, but that's not neither here nor there. Great halftime show. Unfortunately, not the game that we were hoping for from this podcast. You will hear a young Sophie Ross talking about her love of the Bengals. You guys have been with us all season long, and unfortunately, the Bengals lost by a very narrow margin, so I'm very, feel bad for Sophie. Also, I know she has a lot of chili in her now, and that can't be good. It can't be sitting well, but, you know, that's sad. Sucks. It does suck. It does suck, but I do want to shout out a couple things real quick. I got invited to a DirecTV party. I was just bitching about not being invited to parties on Friday's episode, and guess what? I got invited to a party, you guys. Yeah, your boy got invited to a drag bowl. DirecTV had this drag bowl, and I'm mentioning DirecTV. Amazing. I want to shout out Alyssa over at DirecTV. Thank you for being so great to me. It was amazing. Sonia Morgan was there, Noella Bergener from OC, Ashley Darby from Potomac, and a lot of beautiful drag queens. I've never been to a drag brunch before, so that was really fun. And I got, also, if you're listening, I made some really great new friends that work on the Kelly Clarkson show, and I literally talked their ears off for a good 30 minutes about how much I am insanely in love with Kelly Clarkson, as we all are or should be. So if you're listening, hello, hi, how are you? It was just a really, really great day. Very beautiful, right on the beach. And you know what's funny about those things is I don't, you know, I go to them, but I get really nervous going to things like that. I kind of even like questioned even going in the first place. You guys know me. And I, yeah, and my face is still healing from having a staph infection. So I wasn't, you know, those are all things that like go against possibly wanting to go out. But I figured, you know what, like, let's do this. Let's put on pants. You know, like there's only few times in my life anymore where I have to put on pants. So I took it as a time to really hate myself in pants. And it was a great opportunity to try to, you know, get in pants more often. So I went there, but the thing is, I don't like go up to like, I didn't go up to the housewives. Like, here's the deal. Noella is from Real Housewives of Orange County, guys. And you, if you listen to the recaps, which I released one on Friday, I do those recaps and like Noella's not my favorite. Like, I'm not loving. And so like, I even had this conversation in my head with like, should I approach Noella? Should I approach like, and like just, but in my head I was like, you know what? I'll just talk to her and I'll be like, what's up? What's your thing? Like, I was like, I'll talk to her realistically. Like, hey, you're not really coming off great. Like, I was going to try to like be honest with her, but then I was like, why, you know, it's the Super Bowl, right? Why ruin my day and hers by trying to be honest with her? And I didn't even ask for a picture or want a picture. I don't even follow her on Instagram. So it was like, I tagged her on something in a story just because I wanted, you know, but I was like, then I got felt bad because I was like, if she looks at that, she's going to find out I don't follow her. These are the, this is the stupid shit I think about nonstop. Just stupid, stupid shit. And Sonia, you guys, so Sonia is there and you know, you immediately like Sonia is a presence. such a vivacious, beautiful woman, full of energy, and she got so shit-canned, you guys. I mean, like, I know we all like are like, oh, yeah, that's just what she, like, but it's like exactly what she does. Like, this was straight out of Real Housewives of New York, like an episode. Like, she had to be taken away. Like, she couldn't stay for the whole thing because she got too drunk. Like, I have footage on my Instagram. You should go check it out. And there were things that I didn't post because I was like, oh, man, it's like, I think I saw like Sonia's boob at one point. And I wasn't going to go ask for a picture then because I have like a weird thing. Like, I don't want to get people at inopportune moments. Like, I'm the worst person to go to those things with because I'm not like trying to go up and have a moment with them. You know, like Raquel and Charlie from Vanderpump Rules were there too. And I was talking to Brett, who they were with, but like, I didn't, I bumped into Charlie and we talked and stuff, but like, and then Raquel was like, oh, you were there. Like, I wish, but I don't like to go up to people, you know? So, but I still had a blast nonetheless. It was so, so fun to, such a beautiful venue. Thank you, DirecTV. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to get right into the episode today because frankly, folks, I am beat. If you didn't know, I released 3 episodes between Friday and Saturday because I had to take a couple days off because of being sick this week. So you have a full Summer House recap that got released on Saturday. You have my friend Nicole Travolta, where we do like kind of a wrap up of And Just Like That, the Sex and the City show. And Nicole was great, really fun. And Real Housewives in Orange County came out on Friday as well, the recap there. So there's 3 good things. If you didn't know I released them, they are there for you to enjoy. And I felt bad for Nicole, especially because I kind of put that out Friday afternoon and, you know, it didn't get like a full release or the image yet. And but I just wanted to get stuff out there if you guys needed anything to listen to over the weekend, which I know is just another ridiculous thought. I know. Today we'll talk about something that I'm very exhausted about. I'm very exhausted about Kanye West. I really teeter on anger about this whole situation that we'll go through in the podcast. And he obviously was at the Super Bowl with North wearing his, you know, his full face mask because there's nothing way to show, hey, daughter, we're going to have a good time in my full face mask that I'm wearing in public. But yeah, TikTok is super bad for kids. It really is. TikTok is the problem here. It's not the man in the mask with little poked out holes or, you know, I just get so bummed out when I think about that. But anyways, this is actually a really fun episode and it's before Sophie knows that the Bengals have lost. So there is this kind of, you know, it's in better times, if you will. But other than that, I do not feel like talking much more. I will talk on Tuesday. I am not having, yeah, just follow your heart, you guys. Trust the right people. Go just take care of yourselves. Look out for other people and let people live their lives. And we will talk to you on Tuesday. I hope you guys have the best week ever. So here is our Monday episode, our pop culture roundup with the one and only Sophie Ross. And at the end, she lets us know her Substack is now available, the writing. So I'm going to try to find the web address for that, and I'll add that to the description tomorrow during the day, and I'll make an Instagram story as well, you guys. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Bye! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Monday episode of So Bad It's Good. We do a pop culture roundup. We're doing it earlier than usual on a Sunday because today is the day that Sophie will find out what kind of week she's going to have for the rest of the week, if it's going to be a good week or a bad week, because today is the Super Bowl and her team, the Bengals, and where I live, I guess the Los Angeles Rams, they're playing together. And this is what you've been hearing all football season long. Everybody saying that they love hearing Sophie talk about sports or saying they don't like hearing Sophie talk about sports. This will potentially be the last day until the next football season. So let's get into it with the sports prognosticator herself, a wit and wisdom unlike no other, Miss Sophie Ross. Sophie, how are we today?
I'm nervous.
I figured you would be. I mean, I don't know how you, do you have like tummy issues?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I've just been so anxious about this. Like, so, very anxious. Because either way, I'm going to get hammered tonight.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, no matter what, somebody loses tonight. And it's going to be you, because you're going to get hammered and you're going to be so... Because you're hungover potentially right now, I would guess.
Yes, I am hungover right now.
Did you do a pre-Super Bowl celebration? What? Or is just a normal Saturday?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we were just... you know, I went to brunch yesterday and then I went to a bar and then I kept drinking all night. So yeah. And now I'm ready to keep drinking. And it's funny because everyone listening to this will like already know who won the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. They'll know. This is an added bonus for these people.
I know we're coming from the past, so we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, we'll be celebrating a Bengals W tomorrow. Our first ever Super Bowl.
Now I've been studying up on sports. Now a W, folks, that means a win. So yeah, that is just for all the sports people out there. I'm trying to get in with you guys. But no, it's a very exciting day. A lot of people are excited for the Super Bowl halftime show with Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg. That should be a lot of fun. But I guess what we got to talk about that's not fun, depending on how you look at it. And, you know, I guess the person sucking up all of the air and all of pop culture right now, probably up until February 22nd, when his supposed album gets released, is Mr. Kanye, I Make Horrible Memes West. I mean, my whole point, and I've ranted about this online and on the podcast so much, but I want to really hear your take, because right off the bat, mine is he is coming off like such a corny dork.
Oh, not even that. Like, he's fully lost it.
But I don't see, I don't want to even say mental health, Sophie, because I almost feel like, okay, yeah, but also I also have the feeling, you guys, that he might just be an asshole crybaby at times too. And he's not getting what he wants.
Yeah, when he doesn't get what he wants, clearly. He has just completely, completely lost it and is acting like a completely unhinged person, beefing with Kid Cudi and posting all of these like weird memes about his beef with Pete Davidson.
I mean, when you do a Marvel superheroes meme, you we're supposed to take this guy's word for fashion sense. This guy's posting some of the dorkiest memes that I make cheesy memes and I wouldn't even make some of these memes. Like, they're like, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
He's lost it. Like, just completely.
But you can see why Kim would love Pete, right? You could see why Kim at this point, like, this is trauma bonding them closer together. Like, this is like, it's them against the world now. Kanye's made it, so it's like even deeper than it probably was.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was my alarm because I was taking a nap earlier.
It set you.
I'm awake.
Wait, so what are you doing for the Super Bowl? Where are you going?
I am going to just my boyfriend's friends, his just a very sweet married couple. Shout out Evan and Sam. They're having a party. So we're going there and I'm making Skyline Cincinnati chili dip.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Cincinnati, you know, staple Skyline chili. And it's cream cheese, chili cheese baked in the oven with Tostitos scoops.
What a way to say, hey, stomach, I know you're hungover, but let me really take you on another ride.
Yeah, it's so good.
How many bathrooms are at this place you're going to be at today? is there enough for everybody?
Like one bathroom in a New York City apartment. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But what are you doing, Ryan?
I was going to go to my friend Pat's place, but then I was bitching on the podcast on Friday about not being invited to any Super Bowl parties. And then I just got this invite to a DirecTV Super Bowl party with Sonia Morgan, Ashley Darby. It's like a drag thing. Noella Bergener from OC, who I really do not want to see. So I'm kind of like debating, should I go to that? Like, should I?
Yeah,
it's like free food and drink. But I usually then I'm just being the nervous guy, like sweating in a corner. But like, I was like, maybe I should just to get a picture with Sonia, because that would be pretty exciting. I think.
Do it. That sounds like a lot of fun. Do it. And
you
and Ashley Darby.
Yeah, Ashley Darby. But I mean, that's, I'd ask her about Michael, see what he's up to from Potomac. But last time I talked to you, I was itching my face very badly. And what I got, Sophie, I got a staph infection. I had an allergic reaction, you guys. And if you didn't listen to the podcast on Friday, because I had to take 3 days off, I got an allergic reaction from, like, it was the beard dye that I tried to dye my beard. And my face just got swollen like Nutty Professor. I'll send you a picture. It's wild. And then I'd been scratching it so much that I gave myself a staph infection because I had been cutting into my skin from scratching. Oh. And it was all this brown ooze. Like, I had to go to the doctor 2 times this week. Like, they're like, if you had waited another day, you'd be in the hospital. So this is,
oh my God.
I'm finally getting back to normal, but I had to cancel like 3 days of stuff because it was like bad. Like,
oh,
it was,
my God. Well, I'm glad it's like, you know, you caught it in time.
But I mean, that's very me to give myself a staph. Like, I mean, like the doctor
doesn't happen. That's never happening before.
You would think that would like, that's why I feel so blessed and so special that things like that happen to me. Cause nobody else this would happen to. So,
okay. Well, that's a really good lesson. You guys, when you want to itch and scratch something, don't, you could give yourself a staph infection.
Even if it feels really good to scratch it, even if you know it would feel so good to scratch. And the other thing, and I feel like this is a no-brainer for a lot of people, but you know, always wash your hands multiple times a day. Just wash, just wash, because you know, you never know if you're going to get a staph infection on your face from it. And I know the rumors are out there that I'm very dirty, and I guess the rumors are true now. It's very sad. But
the rumors have been confirmed.
The rumors have been confirmed. It's very exciting. So I wanted to break down the timeline of the Kanye Pete stuff too, because this didn't even start with Pete. This started with some bullshit about Billie Eilish, because this dude, so there's a couple ways to look at it. And I do want to know where Sophie goes on this. There's one way to say he's going to be he's controlling the media narrative, where he's going to be in the media news every day about something different up until the 22nd. Kardashians do this a lot. We've seen this as a PR move. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, that he is truly unhinged and potentially off his meds, which I don't really think he's on his meds a lot. So that's another way to look at it. Third way to look at it, he's just an asshole and he usually gets everything he wants and Kim's not coming back to him. So that's spurring all of this. But what he did, you guys, He put that Billie Eilish, who's headlining Coachella on Friday night, Kanye's headlining on Sunday night. He said that Billie Eilish has got to apologize to Travis Scott because Billie Eilish stopped her concert because a fan was in distress and she waited to make sure that fan was okay. And she said, see, now we can all go on with the concert. She's all right. We can all go on. It's that easy. She never said Travis Scott's name, but Kanye said, I will not be playing Coachella unless Billie Eilish apologizes. A 20-year-old woman apologizes to me, Kanye West. What is your take on this as a young woman yourself?
Well, did you hear that? So Ezra Blount, who was the—
why do I know that name?
Ezra Blount.
Oh, the 9-year-old.
Is the 9-year-old who unfortunately lost his life at Astroworld.
Yeah.
And his grandparents spoke up after Kanye was like, Billy, blah, blah, blah. And Travis liked the post. Travis Scott liked the Instagram post that Kanye posted calling out Billy for just trying to save a fan. And Billy even commented and was like, I didn't even mention Travis. I was just trying to save a fan. And Ezra Blount's grandparents came out and they were like, good for Billy. They were defending Billy. And it was just really great to hear from them and hear, you know, obviously they're going through the most horrible time of their lives, I'm sure. And they came out and they defended Billy and they were like, we need more safety at these concerts. We need more artists who are looking out for their fans and the audience, unlike Travis Scott. So that was like an extra layer to it too. Like, they're drudging up the Astroworld, like just tragedy again. And putting those victims through, you know, another round of trauma. Like, Kanye is just freaking lost it. Like, I do not think there's any rhyme or reason here. Like, I really just think he's like lost his mind. And yeah, he can't take it that. And I think also some of it is like, yeah, some of it is for PR because his album is freaking dropping soon. But
imagine like all you guys listening to this album when it comes out, like, remember, he was making shitty memes during the making of this album. Like, you know, like you, like, it's like Miles Davis or something, like some amazing musician. And like, you would kind of think differently about it if you're like, oh, so he was in the studio and just making shitty memes and like fucking around online like we all do. Like, okay, well, that's kind of lame. Like, it just all like reads kind of lame to me, you know?
Yeah, but I would say, yeah, it probably is a combination of for PR, playing it up for attention because of the album dropping soon, and also just being straight up an unhinged person.
And Billie Eilish has 100 million Instagram users if we're going to play that game. Kanye has 11.6 now. He actually jumped to 11.8 overnight because people love mess. And that's the thing. I think Kanye thinks everybody's for him because he has so many yes men around him. And I don't think a lot of people, like, I don't think he realizes genuinely how people kind of like laugh at him a lot, you know?
I don't know. You would think.
But Sophie, I saw you like one of his posts. Why are you giving him that smoke? Why are you giving him that heat?
Because it's just, again, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. Like, I think maybe I liked one of the memes. I just appreciate like how ridiculous it is. Like, it's ridiculous.
It is true.
It's ridiculous and it's entertaining.
And then the Kid Cudi of it all, though, is really sad because he called out Kid Cudi and said, and he wrote this thing on a little pad of paper saying Cudi will no longer be on Donda 2, which is the album, because he is friends with you know who. We all speak in Billy right now, which I think he meant Billy as in Billy didn't say Travis Scott by name, but we knew who she meant when she was saving that fan, which is just bizarre. Like, Billy, why didn't you let that fan die? How dare you let that fan live?
How dare you?
My boy Travis would have let that man die like a real man. Like, but
ridiculous.
So Kid Cudi like really comes out against Cudi, and this all started. Remember, there was a Nobu restaurant dinner with Timothée Chalamet, Kanye, Cudi, and Pete Davidson. And Pete Davidson ended up getting stuck with the bill. And this is way before the Kim stuff. And you know, he always told this story. It was really funny. But I guess Cudi and Pete Davidson are friends because guess what? Pete Davidson probably is a nice guy. Like, I have a feeling they have a lot of mutual friends that nobody's like telling Kanye about because of this shit. But Cudi then responded and was like, yo, I didn't even want to be on your album, you dinosaur. Ha ha ha. He goes, and anybody will tell you I'm the best part of your albums. I'm going to pray for you, brother. But he also said in another comment or post or something that he said, yo, we talked about this weeks ago and you're bringing this up now to have an internet moment, which that is the saddest part of this all is that they already dealt with this situation weeks ago, you guys, and Kanye saved it for this time when he's either having a mental breakdown or he needed attention and he brought it up again. And you know what Kid Cudi said is like, dude, he's okay. Like, we'll get through this. Like, but Kanye has this kind of weird, you need to be blindly loyal to me.
Yeah, it's very, very, very strange. And I'm on Kid Cudi's side always. Team Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Forever.
He has a great documentary, you guys, called My Name is Scott, I believe, on Amazon. It's free. It's really good. It tells his story. He's another gentleman who's had a lot of mental health issues and really has gotten past a lot of things. Very inspirational. Very different than Kanye.
And he's from Ohio.
And he's Which, by the way, you're from Cleveland, right? Or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
I'm joking.
Ew, Cleveland. Ew.
Anybody in Ohio listening, we're with you guys today. It's going to be a long... Wait, are they predicted to win?
No, they're the underdogs.
Oh, that's great. You want to be the underdogs.
I know, they're 4-point underdogs. And yeah, I mean, I think everyone's going to learn. You never bet against Joe Burrow.
Everybody is going to learn, yes.
Yeah, and Kid Cudi actually, so Joe Burrow, fun fact, said that Kid Cudi is like has always been his favorite artist, and that's who he listens to when he's like before a game getting pumped up. And Kid Cudi like reached out to him and he sent him his game jersey from the AFC Championship, and now they're like buddies and they're both Ohio because Joe Burrow's from Ohio originally as well. So let's go, Ohio.
Well, and then the other, so we wake up, Kanye's already posting 6 memes today. Deleted all of his memes and all of his Instagram yesterday, except for the one of like, God, bring my family back together. You know, like God doesn't have anything better to do. And he started posting again, more like Cudi stuff, more Pete. He's calling Pete Skeet. He's saying Pete's ex-girlfriend was Hillary Clinton because Pete has a Hillary Clinton tattoo. And then he says that Kevin Durant liked one of his Instagram photos. And he said, that's all it takes, man. I'm going to go around today telling everybody Kevin Durant liked one of my Instagrams. And that's true because Sonia Morgan did like one of my Instagrams. And I did walk around all day saying Sonia Morgan liked my Instagram. But it's just so weird. So he said, Sophie, he said today, he goes, and he's all capital caps. He's going to this. He goes, I get my daughter today and I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, fuck, he's getting his daughter today, and then he's going to
be allowed to. Oh, Sophie, allowed to.
I have a feeling the Super Bowl is not going to like actually like finish. Like he's going to like do a Taylor Swift and go, "I'm going to let you finish," but like he's going to stop the game.
End up on the field.
Well, kind of. Don't you think? I mean, like the way he's acting, because he'll have the largest audience. Like today is the largest TV audience that you can have. Of course, you have the halftime show, which I really hope they don't make him a part of. But also, he keeps wanting to say to protect his kids. But remember, he's a public figure, and we've seen tons of footage of him out in public where people just yell things at him. So he has his beautiful daughter North with him today. Now, even if Kanye is able to, and I don't think he will, keep it together where he's able to convey to North that he's good, everything's great, you're still going to have people shouting at Kanye like, "We support you, Kanye. Fuck Pete. Fuck Pete." You know, and North is going to hear all of that. Like North is not an idiot, but this is not like, you know, like this is not healthy. I don't know where, like, how would you deal with this?
I don't think that he's going to end up getting North. I don't think so. Like, there's no way they're going to hand over. Like, he's so unstable. Like,
well, we know we'll find out one way or the other. Cause he'll tell us.
Find out. Oh my God. I'm tired of talking about Kanye.
I know. I'm sorry, but it's like really, no, I'm tired too.
I'm so bored of him. Like, I'm just bored. Like, yeah, it's like, but it's the same. It's like the same thing. It's always some like, you know, ploy for attention, acting unhinged. Like, oh God.
Okay. So to get off Pete, let's talk about Kris Jenner. Well, also the Super Bowl is in Los Angeles and we're having all of these Super Bowl parties out here, you guys. And there was one that Justin Bieber sang at on Friday night at the Mr. Nice Guy or the Nice Guy Club. And Kodak, there was like shots fired and Kodak Black, the rapper, got shot in the leg. LA's wild, right? Like it really is wild right now. Like I heard the helicopters like all night last night.
Yeah. And apparently after he got shot, he was like tweeting that he was picking the Bengals for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a true blue fan.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'd like to say that the number one movie this weekend, unfortunately, was not the Marry Me with Jennifer Lopez and Ellen DeGeneres. Owen Wilson. It was Death on the Nile, the Kenneth Branagh film with, you guessed it, Armie Hammer. But so you hear that, you're like, fuck. Oh, wow. Like nobody cares. It only made $12.1 million, folks. And you're like, okay, that sounds pretty good. No. The first one, which was Murder on the Orient, which is like, this is a film series, made $33.2 million. And of course that was pre-pandemic, but you got to factor in, this is a reason why they did release that movie this weekend, is that like they kind of burn and churn movies that they're just trying to get out there. So Armie could potentially use this as a win in his category, but at the same time, I don't really think so. Have you heard anything besides that press release that he potentially was getting back together with his ex, Elizabeth Chambers?
Oh my God. Some people were DMing me that there's more stuff, more victims that have come out recently.
Yeah.
I look through my DMs. But yeah, this definitely isn't the end of, like, you know, his career isn't going to come back and make a comeback. Honestly, I do not think so. I just think that people aren't in general seeing movies that much. Like I went.
Unless
to,
it's
I
actually, like Spider-Man.
I actually saw Jackass on
Friday. Oh, was it good?
It was so good.
I want to see that so bad. I actually,
yeah. It was so funny. And we just wanted to go to the movie theater that serves you food and stuff, like an iPick. So yeah, that's why we went. But otherwise, it's like no one really cares. I feel like just in general, like even with the Oscars, like no one like cares that much about like movies as much as they used to, or movie stars.
Yeah,
like they just don't.
Well, don't you think because there's so many of them now? There's like, it's like, yeah, we really like the old school studio system. Like it's just keeps changing. Like I was watching that Marry Me, which by the so I don't know, you
was
guys.
It bad?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't think I'm the target demographic for that. I just personally was like, it was hour and 53 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is just so, I don't know, but maybe I read a lot of people on tweets love it. I think a lot of my gay friends dug it and a lot of women dug it. But like, so that's great. But you always got to pay attention when somebody releases a movie in the theater and on Peacock the same day. It just means that they have potentially no faith in that movie, you know? But I think that we just don't have the stars like we used to. Like back when J-Lo was first coming up, like that was when like, oh man,
you only had magazines and Perez Hilton and all that stuff, which, by the way, Kanye brought up Perez Hilton into this.
Oh, God. Yeah, the Perez Hilton thing.
I don't think he knows about Dumois yet. Like, I was like, Kanye, it's really, he's stuck 20 years ago. He really is a dinosaur.
Seriously.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, in terms of, like, we have so many celebrities now in every corner. Like, we've made YouTuber celebrities, Instagram people celebrities, TikToker celebrities. So does anybody really have, the bandwidth for movie stars? Yeah.
Fame has been, like, democratized with social media, which is great. Also, there are just so many streaming services and so many things to watch.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like back in the day when movie theaters were, like, booming and, you know, going to the, like, box office numbers and whatever. It was because there was, like, I feel like nothing else to really, like, do or watch.
Yeah.
Now it's like we could watch literally anything.
We have I remember as a kid not being like having to go to the library to get compact discs so I could listen to like music and stuff that wasn't on the radio. And now everything's at our fingertips and it just feels like wildly soulless because we have access to everything. Anything that we could possibly want, we have right then and
there.
So
of course we care less about, you know, these like movies that would have gotten a ton of attention, you know, 20 years ago, because so many people were like still going to the movies because there was nothing else to watch.
But what is the future then, in your opinion, in terms of entertainment?
I don't know. They're going to have to work harder to make some interesting stuff for people to pay attention.
But is it people like us and our personal stories? Is it people like, you know, is it writing? Do we go back to, you know, like, I'm like, what is the next thing? If you're always looking for a thing, like we've kind of like, you know, we wiped out Vine. Facebook, I think, is on the outs eventually. Like, where do we head from here in terms of personal entertainment? I feel like one day they're just going to strap a camera on each one of us and we're going to have a select audience of 10 people, but that'll be enough to like earn us all a living, you know?
I know. I don't know. Did we talk about the Oscar nominations last week?
No, we were going to talk about the Oscar nominations.
Yeah, wait. So I was just thinking about it. I had only seen, I think, like two or three of the movies in the category for Best Picture, which Don't Look Up is so silly to me that that got nominated. And the fact
it's almost like they had to, because they want to think like the Academy wants to think like, oh, we're smart, we get it. And it's like a fun, like kind of, they had its moments, but it's not like a Best Picture, you know?
Yeah, like what? But Lady Gaga getting snubbed. Oh my God. After that campaign of hers.
Dude, I never heard a woman talk so lovingly about acting.
Yeah.
And like how, like, and I almost forgot she was into music because she talked about like acting was her first love and she was using sense memory. And she was like, I studied pigs to get into this role, you know, like she was studying animals. And that was my least favorite part of acting class, you guys, was when you would come in and you would pick an animal and then you'd have to move like that animal. I always felt like such a douche on those days because they would be like, yes, I see the monkey. Yes. And you always just felt horrible coming out of that. But then there were certain people that really wanted to emulate a monkey. And then
the theater freaks.
Like, yeah, like exactly. Yeah. Like Lady Gaga really, like she would love a grad school program if that's possible for her still. But yeah, she got snubbed. Also, I did watch West Side Story this weekend and I really liked it. It was beautiful. I don't know what they were like. I can't see that getting a wide audience at all. Like it was beautiful, meticulous, like costuming, all of this amazing. But like, you know, there's another thing that they said. Ansel Elgort was the lead in West Side Story. And he's another one who had a lot of like,
rape
allegations or
underage girls that he apparently was like, you know, hooking up with when he was like, you know, well into his
20s. I'm starting to think like, and I don't quote me on this, but I started to think like actors might all be dark and asshole-ish.
Sorry, can you hear me like this?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just feel, okay. And also feel free to snooze if you need to. We'll get this, just like meditate through this and we'll get you to this.
I'm sorry. I'm like fully horizontal right now.
No, but I'm just excited that you actually are doing this.
But yeah, the Ansel Elgort thing, very bad choice to cast him.
Yeah.
Because he has kind of been fully, if you search his name on Twitter, like I don't know if he has any fans left. Because so many people were pissed at him after it came out that he had been, you know, talking to these underage girls when he was like 20 something. And I'm like fascinated. I follow his longtime girlfriend on social media because she's like a chic influencer named Violetta Comichon. And I'm very fascinated by that because it seems like, you know, she's like always with him, but never showing him. And like, I think he's still going to like these socialite events. I really don't know, but yeah, definitely was a bad choice to cast it. Baby Driver is a cursed movie. Ansel Elgort and Kevin Spacey, both in that movie.
Celebrity culture is wild, and it just keeps getting wilder. Julia Fox, who I don't think is Kanye's girlfriend anymore, or it's like, I don't know, but she was on Call Her Daddy this week, which Call Her Daddy has a really interesting booking situation over there where they just, like, I don't know, it's like Jamie Lynn Spears, Meg, you know, like, and everybody told me they listened to it and stuff. And the only thing, Julia Fox, some people said she came off really cool. I didn't listen to it. I watched this one
clip. I can't listen to Alex Cooper's voice. Like, I honestly can't.
Well, Julia Fox, I don't know if it's any better. I kept watching this one clip where she was talking about being a muse. Now, being a muse means you inspire another artist, you guys. And she says, you know, I'm Kanye's muse. And she did this movie, Uncut Gems. And she says, I was Brian Safdie's muse. The way she says muse is like muse. I was a muse.
Muse.
I was a muse.
That's
and
so funny.
I like, also, have you ever called yourself a muse to somebody? Has anybody ever called you a muse?
Yeah, Ryan, I thought I'm your muse.
I said a muse, like, A-M-U-S-E. You amuse me.
Wait, but I thought you told me, Ryan, off the record once that I am your muse.
I said,
I am your inspiration behind everything you do.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. Hey, is your, Julia Fox, Call Her Daddy. If we're going by Call Her Daddy guests, who would be the next guest that Call Her Daddy will try to get if they're trying to get infamous people? Will there be a Kanye West Call Her Daddy?
I'm trying to think, like, who, because it's never an A-list person. It's always someone in
somebody
the
connected with that A-list.
Yeah.
Person.
So it won't be Kanye. It'll be someone in his circle.
Well, we already got the Julia Fox, but I just think
already got Julia Fox. I don't know, honestly.
But like, if the Julia Fox thing is done, she got a lot out of it. She got close to a million Instagram followers. She's gotten a lot from it. I mean, I bet
name
she
recognition.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever any kind of sadness or jealousy, or if she's just that cool of a chick, like she keeps telling us.
I think she seems like a cool chick who doesn't give a fuck, honestly. Like, she is very cringe without really caring. Like, she seems like she might not feel shame.
Yeah.
So
picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You will have them in your closet forever. You guys, I got the blue sports jacket. I got the leather coat. I got the cashmere socks. I've bought gifts for my sister and my dad, and I love it. A black leather coat? Are you kidding me? I can wear that anywhere. And what's so amazing is that these prices I can afford. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They do this by partnering directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes that savings on directly to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad. Folks, I have been to a lot of weddings in my day, and I'm going to go to a couple of this summer, and it is always amazing to see because you get to eat the different food, you get to see the different venues, the emotion, the style, and you are taking mental notes for your future weddings. It's so stressful, the process. You go from like newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make
make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. So start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Folks, now is the part of the show where we talk about who has sponsored us this week. And I am so happy that it's our friends at Ana Luisa. It is the new year and we all want to reinvent our style, right? And that is why you need to go to Ana Luisa Jewelry. Ana Luisa Jewelry is made for you and the planet in mind. They're 100% carbon and water neutral, but they're also really, really pretty. And I know you're like, you're a dude, but like, I also know what is pretty. And they sent me samples and it's really pretty. It truly is. Their versatile designs are perfect to mix and match and wear every day so you can layer your necklaces together. So that's Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. It has timeless jewelry for any occasion. A cute ring to show off at the grocery store when you pay for your groceries, a dainty bracelet for when you pick up an iced coffee, and luxurious necklaces that make your friends that, you know, it says, you know, it'll say like, hey, why? She's obviously making a lot of money if she has stuff like that on. But the best part is Ana Luisa Jewelry starts at only $39. The prices are incredible. So with our code SOBAD, you can get 40% off your order at shop.analuisa.com. So that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. Their pieces are the perfect gift for anybody on your list. A friend, a partner, a sister-in-law, a daughter to spoil, and also just for yourself, man. You can like say it's for any of those people, but just know deep down, you could keep all of this stuff. Like for real. The gift guide on their website, along with their bestsellers page, are great destinations to start if you want to browse their most gifted options. I always really love things like that because I'm kind of wildly uninventive and I need to be pointed in the right direction. So please get your friends this, get your families this, get you something from AnaLuisa.com because you're getting 40% off anyways. And how could I forget? New jewelry collections are released every Friday. So they have new pieces every week. So if you, 1 week, you're like, you can go back the next week and the next week and the next week. They keep updating. So get yourself and your loved ones the perfect gift with up to 40% off. Check out Ana Luisa at shop.analuisa.com/sobad. I know you will love them. And remember, that's going to be in our show notes as well. So just go there if you have forgotten the name Ana Luisa. And now back to the remaining portion of our show.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Golden Rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. But she did get a lot. I mean, like a lot of people didn't know who Julia Fox was before this. I did.
I liked Julia Fox before this when I knew about her before this. I don't personally dig Julia Fox anymore, but that's just like, it's part of the Kanye exhaustion.
But we're intrigued by it. I feel like we'll be watching her next move.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Shay Mitchell, the actor, is announced she's pregnant. I believe she's from...
Oh, fun fact about... Can I say a fun fact about Shay Mitchell really fast?
Yeah, please say all the fun facts.
So when Christine from Selling Sunset like doxed me on Instagram and we were dating together,
yeah,
I like was looking at my like just Instagram story views and Shay Mitchell looked at my Instagram story when I like was beefing with Christine. So yeah.
Wow. See, I'm scared to ever look at who views my shit. So I just don't look at, like, I see the top like five people.
Yeah.
But then I never scroll down.
I'm never really scrolled down. She was like in the top because she's verified with like millions and millions of followers. And I was like, Shay Mitchell. Hello.
Angelina and her husband, Chris from Jersey Shore, if you guys watch that reality show, have announced that they are getting a divorce. He filed for divorce. So sad for them, you guys.
So sad.
Did you watch, you don't watch Euphoria, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What you watched last week? About?
For some reason, I thought you didn't watch Euphoria. I thought for some reason you didn't watch Euphoria.
I do watch Euphoria, but I've been just talking shit about it recently because my hot take about Euphoria is that it does not warrant a week-long discourse after every episode. Like, it is not that deep. Like, I'm so sick of people pretending that Euphoria is like so deep. It's really not.
Well, no, it's shot. See, the reason people say that is because it's the way it's shot is it makes you feel like you're watching a piece of art. Like it's shot like a foreign film
pleasing. It's like
it's different.
It's shallow in that way that I feel like so much of it is about like the aesthetics of it that it's really, I really don't think it's that deep.
It's a very simple plot line. If you really peel back the layers, it's just that they put so much sound over it and so much camera filters and all of these shots. I personally love watching it, but I know exactly what you're saying.
I hate how it, like, it's a discourse for a week after. I'm ready for it to be. I'm excited for it to be over.
There's only like two more episodes, I think.
I know. Thank God. I'm so sick of the discourse that follows. I'm like, it's not that deep. It's like Skins or Gossip Girl, like degenerate high schoolers. That's like, that's been a very classic, you know, what's the word? Archetype.
Yeah.
For a long time. Like, it's not that freaking deep. And I'm sorry. I know that everyone's like, oh, and I think Zendaya did an amazing job in the last episode.
Yeah, she really did. I thought
her acting high, it's kind of like the same. She acts high, you know? It's just, acts high. She's like,
she's great at acting.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like, I'm sorry, it's not that deep. I'm so sick of everyone being like, oh, sweeping the Emmys. And I'm like, I'm honestly more interested. I'm really, really interested in what's gonna go down between Cassie and Maddie.
I know that was so in the middle of last week's episode, you guys, if you don't know, Cassie was sleeping with Maddie's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. And then Zendaya went over there trying to find drugs or money or whatever and busted Cassie out. And now we get to see the whatever Maddie's going to do to Cassie tonight, I think, which is truly the real Super Bowl. Like I love that. I love trash TV and I love that they put this spin on it where they make you feel like you're watching art and you're like, oh, this is great music. My dad used to listen to this in the 70s. Like, nice. It cracks me up in that sense because it makes people feel.
Yeah. So the last episode, like everyone was saying, it seemed like Lori was about to like sell Zendaya or Rue, like sell her. I didn't like catch it when she injected her with morphine. Like I didn't like catch that. So I was reading that. I was like,
oh, I didn't catch that either. She was going to try to traffic her.
Yeah. And that there was clearly someone locked up that might be Faye in Lori's house and that the birds that are all locked up are kind of like a metaphor for either the fact that she locks people up or like in cages or that she's like deep in the black market with all these exotic birds and human trafficking. I don't know.
But you know, but now that, you're participating in the discourse.
I know. Now I'm participating in the discourse, but like, I'm just, yeah. Okay. So that took 30 seconds out of my day. It doesn't take a week. You know what I mean? But I will say that actress who plays Lori, I like am very unsettled by her monotone voice. I'm like into it.
Oh yeah. She's great, guys. She's a stand-up comedian actually. And she was on, if you watch the Zach Galifianakis show on FX Baskets, yeah. I think her name's Martha Kelly. And she, her comedy she does in the same kind of monotone voice. And she's just so great on Baskets as well. And I'm so happy she got this, because this, I mean, I love when people that I think are really good people get, like, this is a career high for her. And she's just like, when actors get out of their own way and just say the lines, that's all she's doing. She's not putting anything on it. And it is so creepy and good. Like, it's so good. Like actor, when actors just say the lines, they don't have to put anything on it. The audience will fill in those blanks, you know?
Yeah. So good.
Okay. So, to a quick Bravo roundup, what did you think of Summer House this past week? Luke came back finally. We saw him making a fire at the very end, which is very exciting when Luke makes a fire at a summer house.
Very excited for Luke's comeback. I love Maya.
Sorry, I do. I really. And by the way, I think Luke and Maya are definitely like, when I talked to Luke, he said, I love Maya. Like, it sounds like he said he's dating a couple of people. And I think one of those people might be Maya.
Yeah. That's the vibe I got when I saw them on Watch What Happens Live, when they were in the audience and it looked like his arm was around her. What else happened on Summer House? The Craig conversation about Kristen. Yeah.
Hey, Paige, don't, you're just stupid. If you listen to Lindsay, Wait, you're just as stupid.
You're weaker than I thought. Wait, when he's like, yeah, if I'm in Nashville, do I have someone I can hook up with? Yeah.
That's what I said. I said today, I go, you guys, Craig goes to Paige. He's like, are you still fucking her? And he's like, if I'm in Nashville and like, I'm looking to hang out, like, I guess I have somebody to hang out with. You know, this mother effer is going to Nashville, like, just to, because it's Kristen Cavallari. You know, he's not just randomly stumbling into Nashville.
Yeah. And he was like, we're not exclusive, Paige. Like, he's
such a dude. Puts it back on her. He knows he got off on a technicality, because he's like, you're the one that said you didn't want to, so I'm legally allowed to bone other women. Like,
exactly.
He keeps saying, he goes, if it was different, she's like, yeah, I'd cut your balls off. And I would love for you to do that if that was the case. You would be totally in the right.
Yeah. Also, Kyle not getting an Amanda, a 30th birthday present.
What the fuck is that? Like, that's like bad beyond. Look.
I felt bad for Amanda. I felt bad for Amanda, for sure.
But what's the logic there? After you've gotten into that big of a fight, what would even possess you not to?
Like, being a procrastinator. I can relate to that because I'm a procrastinator. And like, I'll be like, I can relate to both of them because I'm a procrastinator. And I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot that this was coming up. And by the time I thought of it, it was too late to order anything. So what do I do? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'll just give them something later when it's not the So I get that. I think that in that circumstance where they're already kind of on the rocks, like, bad luck. But I also relate to Amanda in that, you know, she was very bummed out that no one was, like, you know, celebrating her birthday really. And that everyone like went out.
Yeah, you know, I felt for her.
Yeah, and that she, like, couldn't find Kyle, and, like, Kyle didn't give her a gift, and then she ended up crying at the end of her birthday. I'm like, I have had a lot of shitty birthdays, which is why I, like, hate my birthday, because I always, like, put too much pressure on it. So, yeah, I mean, I relate to both of them in that situation, kind of, but it just, you know, not great, not looking great.
I was on this episode of Summer House this past week. I don't know if you guys noticed me. I did a lot of work. I was Kyle Stye on his right eye. I was right above his eyelid. And I think it was
really cool. I loved your work. Thank you.
I tried not to be too big, but like, I think you still saw me there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I didn't realize the Paige Andrea thing was as deep as it was. Like, she's still messing around with Andre. He's like, Craig is not here anymore. Now we can get back to having fun. So you really sense that it was such a love triangle. Yeah, like, go into the room and make kissing sounds at the end of last week's episode, you guys.
Good, because I wish that Paige chose Andrea instead of Craig.
But now it makes more sense when Andrea in the preview, like, is crying to Luke.
Yeah.
When you see him crying on the side, which will be interesting.
I really like
it. Touch my wiener. Real Housewives of New Jersey, we didn't get to talk about last week. Have you been watching it at all?
No, I'm like several seasons behind on this. Like, several seasons.
All I will say is that Gia, there was a tweet I said that I basically just said, I don't think I like Gia anymore. And by the way, that's not a factual thing. That's just my personal feeling. That really blew up on Twitter. And like, people were like quote cheating it and people arguing in the comments and stuff of like, because what happened, Sophie, was that she's, I don't know, it was this weird thing. Joey Gorga, by the way, not like the smartest man in the world. And I'm not on his side, but they fought over like, like he felt he was being disrespected by Gia. And there's like a whole thing in an Italian culture of respect and of your elders and all of this stuff. And to me, the fact that Gia in the last couple of episodes has been such a prominent part and she now is getting paid a housewife salary where the men don't get paid on Jersey, I kind of got disappointed that I was like, she's kind of courting this fame now. And that kind of bummed me out because I always thought Gia was like the level-headed one and the one that I was like really excited for because she seemed like with all the shit she's been through, she really had her head above water. And who knows, she might still do that. But I just said this one opinion. And like, you know what Twitter is like, people are still arguing like 6 days later over this tweet of me just saying, I don't like Gia. And I love Twitter's take of like, if you don't like something, like then they'll be like, well, you're ugly. And it's like, okay, like what is, I can still not like Gia if I'm ugly. Like, I don't understand.
I know.
Stupid. Like,
I hate the people on Twitter that will like disagree with your opinion. Yeah. Instead of saying you're ugly, they'll just like take a screenshot of your profile photo and like send it to you.
But it's like, what do you think you're doing? Like,
that's my face. That's what I look like.
I was like, also, yeah, I'm like, I already hate myself. You're not going to like out hate me. Like, that's, I'm not going to, like, how dare you? Like, but it's so funny, these simple things that people mistake personal opinions for facts, and they act like I'm saying anybody, they act like you're reading a fact. And I'm like, I didn't ever, this is my personal opinion, and I'll change my personal opinion as many times as I want. But the fact that it gets to people is so, I mean, I guess I am being the same way with Kanye because it actually gets to me. Like it makes me angry to watch his behavior because I'm always kind of want like a referee, speaking of the Super Bowl, I want somebody to be like, that is right and wrong. And we have no right and wrong anymore, it feels like, anywhere.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, on the internet, it's the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
You gotta have a thick skin to be on these interwebs, baby.
And I don't, half of my skin fell off my face this week.
True.
Real Housewives of Orange County. Did you watch that this week?
Yes, I did. And
what did you think of the pancake Noella with sitting on
laying
on top of three ladies?
She's just trying too hard. Like, she's like trying too hard to be iconic and like to have these like funny, weird moments. It's like no one asks. Like, that was like very strange, like funny, but like strange.
But it works for a specific part of the audience because people, and you know, immediately people are like, that is iconic. That is, and I appreciate that like a certain section of the Housewives audience automatically goes with whatever they're given. So they're like, yes. Yeah. And I do think like she's provided a lot of good moments and to make fun of, but I don't know really like the person there. I don't even know who that is. In fact, she's going to be at that Super Bowl party today. I don't even know what I would say to her. You know,
she's like Bronwyn 2.0. So I don't get why people are like in any way like excited about her because they'll be sick of her in one more season like they were with Bronwyn.
Well, she also said, and I don't know if this is too personal, but she said one of her fantasies was to have three naked ladies pancaked on top of each other. And so, and she showed us the picture of three naked bottoms on top of each other. And she had Shannon Bedore, fun Shannon, guess which one her vagina was. And Shannon got it right, which is amazing. And is that ever like, is that on a fantasy list for you? Like, is that on like, how would she come across of like, you know what I really want to do? I would love to get a picture with me and two of my girlfriends with our bottoms in the air. Like,
funny you ask. I had a phase where that's all I did.
Yeah. No, I hopefully, if you get any bigger, that stuff might come. Do you ever worry about that stuff coming back?
Oh, we just didn't take photos. I don't need to like show people.
Well,
like, I didn't have sex any other way.
You also had like, you never took photos, but you had a caricature artist. Those people at the circuses.
Yeah, that they had an easel.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You're like, are you done yet? Okay, so that, what other Bravo show? Oh, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. The season finale was supposed to be tonight, but they are postponing it until next week. Also, we got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills news. So Rinna is still like off her fucking gourd again. She loves posting these. She'll go to Instagram, she'll do create, and she'll do the orange pink background. And she'll be like, you better believe I'm talking about it. And it's like, girl, it's like, grandma, let's get you to bed. Like, you know, come on.
I know. I love that meme that someone posted. Yeah. I was like, you better believe I'm going to talk about it. And then it's surely Serena, let's get you to bed.
Yeah, so stupid. It's like every, she's done it multiple times this week. And I get like having your catchphrase and people cheering you on and stuff, but it's like at a certain point, there's a sadness associated with it too, where I'm like, come on, girl, like get back to normal. Like,
what else did she post where she's like, you don't have to accept me, but she spelled accept like E-X-C-E-P-T. Like she spelled, it was the wrong version of accept. Yeah. Anyway, she's so freaking annoying. But I did hear that something big with like Kathy Hilton happened.
Yeah, so there was the rumor. So Lisa Rinna was another post she did in her story said, oh, another person doing a cease and desist. We know how this ends, referring to the Denise Richards debacle from two seasons ago. And so the rumor was that Kathy Hilton gave Lisa Rinna a cease and desist because something really did go down in Aspen, even though Kathy Hilton said that that is not the case and that she is trying to cover it up and make sure that it is not talked about and did not show up for filming. They filmed the season finale, you guys, last night on Saturday night. You'll see that on all their Instagram posts. They're final shot, you guys. And Rinna then corrected and said it came out that it was not Rinna that got the cease and desist, but someone else. I'm guessing Erica Jane, but I'm not sure. But supposedly, from what the rumor, and these are just rumors, Kathy Hilton did not show up for the finale and is trying to hide this shit. But it's like, you know, I want Rinna to take on Kathy Hilton because Kathy Hilton will destroy Rinna. Like, this isn't even a, like, it's a whole different ballgame, Rinna. Like, you know, like Denise Richards is one thing. Kathy Hilton don't give a fuck about you. She's destroyed much bigger, you know?
I don't think that Lisa Rinna would go after Kathy Hilton because she has clout and power and money. And Lisa Rinna only goes after people that she thinks that she can, you know, like that she thinks are less than her.
Yeah.
Because she's a bully. So I don't think that Rinna would go after Kathy Hilton. I heard that Kathy Hilton may have done something really bad.
Like, what
that,
do you mean? Like,
that she may have said or done something really bad that there's no coming back from it. That's like what I was reading. And I don't know what that means. It's very vague, I know. But something like really unsavory that Kathy Hilton may have done that, you know, she won't be a fan favorite anymore, apparently. Like, that's what I was reading. Who knows?
But you know what? Great. Like, I love when you switch sides of a housewife. I love when I love somebody and then don't like somebody. That's exciting. But what I know that continues to always be the same is that I hate Lisa Rinna. I think that is always something. We just got an exclusive from TMZ. TMZ has their first photo of Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian going out last night. And the caption is, these two are heading into Valentine's Day with an unfazed New York state of mind. And Kim's in this ridiculous gray mink thing or something. She's all in gray and silver and has those like fly glasses on, the black fly glasses. And it's just like, I want it all to end. Where does this end? Like,
I know. Take us out of our misery.
If you saw Kanye, what would you say to him?
If I just saw Kanye on the street,
like if he was like, yo, can I like, yo, I'm Kanye. What's up? What do you got something to say to me? What would you say to him?
Oh my God. I would be just like, oh my God, Kanye West. Wait, I need to get my phone out. And then I'd be like, in the night, I hear the song ever told.
I was listening to Kanye. I've been listening to Kanye's albums this week. And like, that's like, I can really differentiate like how much joy I've gotten from his music and the man himself. And I can really differentiate, but it's getting to a point where that's even starting to get murky for me. Cause I'm just like, how can the music be so joyful and good? And then him be so miserable and evil for something like, and I just love that God is brought into this. Like, as if God doesn't have better things to do. And, you know, we still haven't gotten word about what Travis is going to do for these victims' families. And yeah. Kanye admitted, like, we started the show, Kanye admitted that he was bringing Travis to Coachella with him, which is like, great. So that was the big move all along, was that Travis was going to be there because Kanye was going to bring him out. Like, haha, you still headlining, dude. Like, so.
So frustrating. It's so frustrating. I just can't imagine, especially like Wolf Webster was just brought into the world and, you know, these victims' families are like, my baby was taken away and Travis Scott just got a new baby. Like, it's not fair. It's not fair. And Travis Scott needs to go away for the victim's sake. He needs to figure out what, I know that this will be figured out, what, you know, the compensation will be. And I think that, you know, a lot of money is going to be paid to the victims, hopefully. But yeah, it's just so disrespectful. Like, he's just such a piece of garbage. And I think also that's one of the reasons why, you know, the arrival of Wolf Webster, it's nowhere near. I know that Stormy was Kylie's first and that pregnancy was like a secret. So it was even an even bigger deal when Stormy was born. But I feel like, you know, I feel like people just aren't that excited about Kylie in general because she's still associated with Travis and everyone is done with Travis.
I mean, but you know what? Like, have it be personally exciting. Like, I hope Kylie's having the time of her life with her newborn son, Wolfie. Rise and shine, Wolfie. Woo! So, I mean, I hope they're personally happy, but yeah, I think there's an exhaustion level with, it's like, great, like your life, perfect, like keep that way, love it. But also I just thought it was so interesting. And I said this earlier this week was that, you know, Kanye and Drake and all those people out at the club on Monday or Tuesday night and Travis Scott with them. And I'm like, guessing is that like a hands-on dad, right? Like you get the sense of like, you're at the club right now? Like you just I know you don't hang out with Kylie that much, but like, I know I harp on celebrities a lot, but come on, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
Weird. Like, what do you want to do with your baby?
Yes. His wife just, or his girlfriend just had a newborn baby. Like, fucking be with your baby.
Yeah. Well, I would be with my baby, but Wolf also is that a meaning? Is there any kind of meaning, but have we gotten any meaning from Wolf?
I don't like, think we've gotten any explanation or meeting. I think Kylie just likes the name because she's
what like, if it's like, baby. What if this does get revealed that they do come from a long line of werewolves and like, this is an homage to the wolf side of her family. Like Robert Kardashian was a famous wolf.
To Jacob from Twilight.
By the way, what's her name? She's been on the show before. Carrie Whitmer. Carrie Whitmer. She said Kylie's one baby away from naming her baby Renesmee. And you can totally see it because she's like, she has that kind of childlike where your children, you're like, that'd be cool.
She names her kids like she's like a 12-year-old child. Like, I like Stormy and
so fun. Well, because you see how often these people get like luxury pets. It's like sometimes you feel like these kids are like another luxury pet for them. Yeah. You're like, this one's exotic. We'll name him Wolfie.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we're going to let Sophie get out of here and go celebrate her birthright and eat chili. Ooh. And really just, that sounds like a horrible room you're potentially going to be in with that amount of chili and booze going around.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But I really do hope your team wins. We got to do this. We got to pull it out.
I'm Midwestern. I have a strong stomach. My stomach was built for chili and beer.
Don't, you should never go around just saying that. That's like, keep that to yourself. My stomach is built for chili and beer.
I'm sorry.
You guys, Sophie's Substack will potentially be out this week. We'll let you know.
It already is. I'm sorry. I did like a soft launch.
You didn't even tell me?
I know. I'm sorry. I had a lot. SophieFrost.substack.com. You can subscribe there and you can read my first kind of weekly. But yeah, go sign up.
Okay, you guys, I'll put it in the show notes today. So go look at that. I'll put it in the show notes. I can't believe you didn't tell me. I'm really falling apart.
I had a lot of stuff going on last week with this actually, because I was like, I'm launching it Friday. And then the person that was helping me launch it was having some issues. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it on my own soft launch.
You should have just had me post for help. I would have like, somebody would have helped you immediately.
It's honestly been a work in progress, as you guys know, but I'm really happy that it's finally live and I'm really excited to write some fun stuff for you guys.
Funny. Ha ha. You guys. Okay. I'll text you later when the Bengals win.
Okay. Go Bengals.
Go Bengals.
Betches.